We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Brand new week, full of new opportunities and blessings. Get out there and get them. Thank you for hanging out with us. Great news for you. You're commercial free all day today.
Yes, we are.
And We Can Survive, which is sold out, is this Saturday at the Hollywood Bowl.
Insane.
Crazy.
We have sold out up front. Tickets to We Can't Survive to hook you up with this week. All right, so stay tuned for your chance to win. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Crystal Bay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What's up, y'all?
Shout out to Angel in the phone booth. All right, got some Monday motivation for you to get you up and going and hopefully make this week extra successful for you. All right.
Amazing.
Monday motivation is this. I want to encourage you to use the one thing that will help you grow and elevate every relationship in your life. It will build a network of people around you that will believe and will go above and beyond for you. That one thing is the power of thank you.
That's awesome.
I like that.
Just let that settle in for a second, man. Going throughout your day on emails, friendships, significant other, family, the power of thank you is so big, man. Gratitude will get you places that arrogance will only get you kicked out of.
True.
That is a straight fact right there. And this is inspired by my beautiful wife, Janet, who always challenges me to grow. And I love her because she's an inspiration. She also has a sense of humor. And and you'll see it in a second. But this morning, I woke up after having a very rough morning, night, because our daughter Ariela has had a fever. Mm-hmm. My wife Janet hasn't been feeling well. So at some point in time between the time we went to sleep and the time I woke up this morning at 3:30 a.m., I go downstairs to get my coffee and all that stuff situated, and I see a post-it note that my wife wrote out in handwriting, and it said this: "Bebe, thank you for waking up so early.
Aww.
I love you and appreciate what you do for us girls more than you can imagine. Have a blessed day."
That's awesome.
That is so cute.
And she has a sense of humor because she put it right next to my nuts.
Wow.
She's a funny girl. She is, because she sets out like my oatmeal and then a little pack of like mixed nuts and whatnot.
Cute.
I'm like, I see what you did there. I see what you did there. But listen, man, when you say, and this is real, man, you know this, when somebody's genuine about saying thank you and showing their gratitude for you, what do? You go above and beyond for them.
Yeah. Like, you appreciate them.
I was feeling all kinds of tore up ways this morning, but I was like, yo, man, I got to go get this cheese today and I got to make the best of it. So make sure you use the power of thank you in your life with the people you love the most, right? And especially those that do the most for you that sometimes we take for granted.
Right. Yeah.
We always say like, they know I'm grateful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They know I love
them. Just tell them then.
It's a thank you goes such a long way.
Yeah.
It's insane.
So send out that text right now. 877-971-HITS. Tell us how grateful you are for us, all right? Appreciate you.
Yeah, right?
Coming up next, hopefully you had a great weekend. We got a weekend recap for us. We did an experiment at my house on Friday.
Oh, I need to hear this.
Yeah, we did.
We tried pumpkin spice carne asada for the first time.
That's a bad idea.
Terrible idea.
Yeah.
Full review coming up next. Ugh, this is Jonas Brothers, Only Human. They're going to be at We Can't Survive.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Lover.
Can't wait to hear that song being sang this Saturday.
Yes.
Hollywood Bowl with 18,000 of you being Taylor Swift's choir.
Swifties.
It's going to be awesome, right? We got sold out up front. Tickets to give out today to We Can't Survive all day today and all this week. Stay tuned. You're also commercial free with us, Edgar, Chelsea, and Crystal B. Hopefully you had a great weekend. A big shout out. We have to give a big shout out right now. Speaking about being grateful and showing gratitude, thank you to our firefighters.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And our first responders, man, that have been working overtime, going above and beyond, fighting all these fires here in SoCal. Y'all have done an amazing job. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all that you sacrificed, man, for real. All right, going into this weekend, Friday, I was excited because we're having a ceviche party at my house. Invited the whole crew over.
Yep.
Crystal B, unfortunately, couldn't make it.
Couldn't make it. I was in San Diego.
We'll get to that weekend recap.
I was
looked
living
amazing
my best life
on the ground. and then Tamara couldn't make it either. Social media group, because she was stuck in all that traffic coming out of the valley. But we celebrated DJ Majestic's birthday, little low-key surprise birthday, and my nephew Liam, because mm-hmm. us Latinos always bundle birthdays together.
Right. I was definitely surprised.
Right?
I had no idea.
It's not for like another week, so
yeah,
we got you, bro. So we had a bunch of ceviche. We actually had 8 pounds of ceviche.
Jeez.
So good. We ate I want to say close to all of it.
I was going to say, was there leftovers?
Was there?
No.
Okay, I was going to say.
No.
I had a lot.
Wow.
We crushed it. So good.
Shout out to Mariscos El Güero in Chino Hills, man. Great ceviche there. But we also had this challenge, and Chelsea tried pumpkin spice carne asada.
How do you even do that?
So you basically get the carne asada, and there's this actual pumpkin spice seasoning for meat now available because everybody's so crazy over pumpkin spice earth.
So extra.
So we threw it on there, massaged it on the meat, threw it on the grill. I didn't try it because I couldn't get out of my head. This is going to taste like a pumpkin spice latte with meat thrown in a blender.
Well, it was funny because I didn't know that Edgar was going to try it. The whole thing was that we're all in this together. And then it's like it all comes down to it. We're cutting the pieces up. I hand him a fork with it. He's like, nope, not doing it. I'm like, hey, that wasn't a part of the agreement.
I cooked
it. You left her hanging.
No.
How was it, Chelsea?
Well, to be honest, I couldn't get over the fact that the meat was just real, like, overcooked. Like, Edgar, I was very disappointed.
Chelsea was like, flavor was great, but the chef was lacking.
Literally, it was like so chewy. And like a little bit
almost burnt.
Yeah, like I was like, I need a little medium rare situation going on in my in my meat.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't get your order before I cooked it. How would you like your meat, ma'am?
But
overall, the taste besides the cooking,
it wasn't as bad as I thought. Like it was very light. Like I don't know if we should have put more on or something, but you couldn't taste it that much. It was definitely masked by like the meatiness of it.
Would you order that somewhere?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Okay. It sounds terrible.
Yeah. It wasn't. But it wasn't as bad as I thought. It was like a light sort of sweet meat salty situation.
That's gross.
Yeah.
You know what Chelsea's ready to order?
What?
Christopher? She's ready to order a baby.
Oh, I was going to say a man.
Whoa.
First comes a man, but she wants a baby.
There are ways around that now. But you were so good with my daughters, Chelsea.
I love them. They're Ariella, so precious.
And Alani, like, I heard your ovaries screaming.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, the whole night, like, somebody put a baby in me.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not true. Look, I've always loved kids. And obviously, I'm excited to have kids one day, but not anytime soon. Let's find that. The guy first that works out for me, but not your daughters are they're such good kids and they're so fun to hang out with. So I definitely had like one of them attached to my hip at all times. So it was so fun.
Well, we love you, Chelsea, because that means we don't have to take care of them.
Yeah. So. Give them to Chelsea.
Exactly.
Babysit them.
Coming up next, we'll get into Crystal B's Turned Up San Diego weekend at DJ Vice's birthday party. This is Lizzo.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Hey, FYI, man. Just got an alert right now. The 101 freeway eastbound, all lanes shut down till about 11 a.m. in Encino.
Wow.
Just FYI on that due to a terrible car accident. So just want to give you a heads up on that. Also, CSUN and Moore Park College and all of LAUSD schools that were shut down or affected by the fires Thursday going into Friday are open again.
Okay.
Nice.
Back for business. So just want to give you guys that update this Monday morning. Hope you had a great weekend. Crystal B taught us something new. I didn't know you can get on this party train here from LA down to Diego.
It's a thing. It can take you all the way to the border. It's amazing.
That's the way to travel.
Oh, yeah.
So you went down for our very own DJ Vice's birthday party.
Yes.
He's been celebrating for like a month.
And it's still going. I don't know how he does it.
Make sure you catch DJ Vice with Booker at 5 p.m. in the mix here every afternoon.
Yes. It was amazing, though. And it was a whole group of us. So, I mean, just lit, drinking on the train, drinking when we get there, just not drinking ever. So yesterday I was telling Chelsea I was like all recovery mode.
Yeah.
I'm back.
How do you recover, Crystal? Because you party a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot
She's like, yeah, that's a fact.
I do. It's a lot of body armor.
Yes, get it.
I hydrate myself. Yeah, and I went to the gym. I went to the sauna, sweat it out.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do that.
Chelsea tried that the other day. She went to go do hot yoga.
Uh-huh.
And she ended up not coming into work the next day.
No, that did happen. I was fully dehydrated from it. I think because I drank too much the weekend before.
You need body armor. You need to hydrate while you're dehydrating.
Okay. Electrolytes, girl.
That's what you do.
Get them. Awesome. So you recommend that trip?
I definitely recommend it. It's so fun.
Do you drink on the way up as well on the train?
Definitely. 1,000%. You drink on the way there. So it's literally a party train. Like, you're with your whole crew. You could drink on the train. Nobody has to worry about driving.
Yes,
like,
that's important.
It's carefree. Mm-hmm. You get there, do some bar hopping, go to the club at night.
Yo, what if we do that one day, man? Just invite Amp listeners with us.
It's fun.
Team building.
And somehow just grab like three cars to a train, the one with the bar in it.
Oh my gosh.
And then just party and invite an amp artist.
And it goes by the coast. So like your view is amazing. You get to see the beach the entire time.
Whose birthday's next? Majestic.
DJ Majestic.
Yeah. What's your birthday?
I'm down. We can go to San Diego one of these weekends.
Yeah.
DJ Majestic went to Cal State San Marcos. So that's his hood.
Yeah. I never took a train down there either.
Oh.
But yeah. But I heard it's the way to go.
Oh my gosh, perfect. And then the traffic to San Diego is the worst too. So you don't want to sit in traffic.
How long does it take to get down there?
3 hours on the train.
That's perfect. Yeah.
But you're so buzzed you don't even know.
No. Yeah.
All right, good times.
So fun.
So if you're into drinking,
join us.
If you have a drinking problem, then definitely do that.
Shout out to Body Armor, though. All right, guys. Continue commercial-free music on 97.1 Amp Radio. Also, we have sold out upfront. We Can't Survive tickets that we're hooking up with all this morning and all this week. So stay tuned. This is Summer.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
She's got a text from Diana in the OC 714. She said, good morning, I'm you. It's Diana here. I am down for the party train.
Yes. Do it.
Let's go. In case you missed it, Crystal B was just telling us about how she grabbed a train from LA to San Diego and she just drank the entire time.
Yeah. It's a party train. It's so literally that.
We thought about an idea of doing that for you, our Amp listeners. DJ Majestic can mix. We just be partying, some drinks.
Yeah, good times.
And DJ Majestic has a talent, man. He could be buzzed as hell, and his mixing is still on point.
He's probably better when he's buzzed.
I'm better when I'm drunk. Yeah. The more alcohol, the better the mixing.
True.
Or is it just that everyone else is also drunk,
so no one...
And we just think he's amazing.
We just think it's a party.
He's so good!
Those mashups are unbelievable. Yeah. It really is just all in your head.
Yeah.
So thank you, man. We'll play on that.
Okay.
That's fun.
I'm down. Yeah. That's exciting.
That would be so fun.
We'll work it out. Chelsea, what's coming up next, honey?
All right. So why do LA Kings fans think Taylor Swift is a curse to the team? Details coming up next in the Chelsea Report around 6:50.
All right. Cool.
The Chelsea Report.
So I think it's safe to say the LA Kings and their fans are not Swifties. they made an announcement over the weekend that they're covering up Taylor Swift's banner at the Staples Center during games. So it's basically Taylor's banner that's in the rafters that says, like, most sold out performances. And fans are saying that they think it gives the team bad luck because since it's gone up in 2015, the Kings haven't won the Stanley Cup.
Uh-huh.
So a rep for the Kings released a statement saying the connection to our fans is our highest priority, and through our engagement they've made it clear the banner shouldn't be a part of their game experience.
Wow.
And they're gonna cover it up.
If you think about it, man, sports fans can be the most superstitious people on planet Earth, and they'll blame it on anything else except the players and the coach.
And apparently they won the game on Saturday, and so then the mascot tweeted, I don't know, we are undefeated when the Taylor Swift banner is covered up. So they're just like, you know, kind of trolling a little bit.
The Lakers need to do this as well. I'm gonna say now, if it's really gonna bring good luck, like, Lakers haven't won either.
Listen,
is it because banner's up?
Taylor Swift, bring that banner, we'll put it up at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yes. There you go.
This Saturday, and again, guarantee you, it doesn't matter what team you're a fan of, if you're going to be there, you're going to be loving that.
Oh, like Lover. Mm-hmm. I see what you did there. I figured you didn't even mean to do it.
Didn't even mean to. Thank you.
Kanye West was very busy this weekend. Mm-hmm. He took his Sunday service to Howard University in Washington, D.C. Kim was there. North was there. I guess nobody knew he was coming up until 2 hours before. Like, it was kind of a complete surprise.
He probably didn't know either.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go.
Truth. He then, after that, went to George Washington University for another listening party. He got up and spoke in between tracks and quoted some scripture and actually confirmed he's recently been converted, which we kind of thought, but he's never said it out loud. So here's that.
I want to let you guys know that I'm not here for your entertainment this afternoon. We're here to spread the gospel. Philippians 2. Excuse me if I mispronounce anything. I'm a recent convert. It means I recently got saved within this year, so I'm not...
Very interesting. And the documentary Jesus is King is dropping October 25th. There's rumor that the album also is, but it's been pushed back so many times now. We're not quite sure.
And him saying I'm here not for entertainment purposes, I think aligns with the new documentary Jesus is King. DJ Majestic got to preview it on Friday and saw the whole thing. We're going to discuss it further at 8 o'clock, but the whole thing is gospel. It's legit gospel. It's not even about, I mean, Kanye barely even appears in it, right,
bro? Yeah, Kanye barely comes up in the movie, and it's all choir gospel music.
Interesting.
Yeah, so he's really about just spreading the love and the message, and good for him, man. Listen, I'm a Christian myself, and faith has helped me through many storms, and even if I wasn't a Christian, like, if that's helping him find peace and joy in his life, congratulations,
absolutely,
bro. And you know what? Congrats to him that he feels so free.
Right.
That he doesn't need to do music for the money or to entertain, like, just because he loves it right now.
And guess what? He's spreading such a positive message right now, which I am so on board with.
Yeah, it's happy Kanye, which we don't always get.
Totally.
So it's like, he's happy.
Straight up.
I'm down.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Thank you, Chelsea. All right, coming up at 7 o'clock, we got the top five most streamed songs in LA. Also, we're going into Sucker with the Jonas Brothers. They're going to be at our sold out We Can't Survive
concert.
I can't
wait. Oh my God.
This Saturday, Hollywood Bowl. Great news. We have tickets.
Yes.
But they're upfront tickets.
Even better.
Stay tuned for your chance to win. If you're a student in middle school or high school, I got great news for you. You're about to get more sleep.
Wow.
Amen to that. California became the first state in the nation to mandate later start times at most public schools. This just happened yesterday, man. New law prohibits middle schools from starting before 8 a.m. and high schools cannot start before 8:30 a.m.
Interesting.
All this is based on some research that's been done that teens are a lot healthier and perform better when they're awake.
Adults,
well,
too.
I mean, that makes sense.
This is not just for teens.
I was going to say that, like, how much was this the teachers behind this? Being like, hey, yo, let's make the time change.
So, based on those studies, we're going to start the show at 8 a.m. as well.
That's amazing.
Is that cool with everyone?
That's a great call.
Oh, man. So, this is going to take about 3 years to apply to all school districts. So, be on the lookout for that situation right there. Another law that was passed yesterday, Governor Newsom was on fire. He was, like, signing away, is a new California law. This is awesome, guys. That ban school lunch debt shaming. So apparently, this law that got signed in, this measure guarantees students will receive state-funded lunches regardless of whether their parents or guardians have unpaid meal fees.
That's dope.
Apparently, what was happening is if you're a student, right, and your pops or your guardian owed money for school lunches, you weren't able to choose what lunch you wanted. And you were given, like, this generic lunch.
Aww.
Therefore, all your friends and everybody at school
knew.
Yo, the dude's got a generic lunch.
Yeah, you were at Target.
And kids are mean.
Absolutely, man. You're getting made fun of. You know what I'm saying? Because you're a lower socioeconomic status. So this is going to remove that situation. And regardless of if you owe money or not, you are promised your choice of the cafeteria lunch that they offer every student.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome, right? You know what? I was blessed enough to... I would just have recalentado, which means, like, I would have leftovers every day.
Oh,
my
nice.
Mom would send me with my Tupperware. We had a microwave up at our cafeteria, being cooking up some frijoles every day. And then I would exchange with other kids because they wanted my lunch because I had, like, pozole sometimes.
The trade-off.
Yeah. And they're like, yo, I'll give you my pizza or my sloppy joes. And I was like, no to sloppy joes. Also, chimichangas were huge in high school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The burritos?
Yeah. So. It's like a fake burrito.
Did you think Crystal Beale's fake?
It's, like, not a real thing.
Really?
Yeah. A chimichanga is totally a made-up thing. Like, it's not a real... It's America? I don't know. But it's, like, they try to make it seem like it's a Mexican dish. It's not.
No,
like,
I want to look up the history.
People in Mexico
it.
Do not eat chimichangas. Like, it's not a real thing.
Chimichanga is, like, something you nickname a nana yours.
Yeah, like, it's no.
Hey, where's your tia chimichanga?
Yeah.
Well, we had also a Mexican pizza. That
what was
a big
that,
thing.
Chelsea?
Yeah,
that
sounds, like the jalapenos.
Coming out of Michigan, that sounds racist.
No, that's what I'm saying. I was almost didn't know if
what
I should say it, but
yeah, say
it was Mexican pizza, but it was like, it was just regular pizza, cheese on top, but like the, gosh, I don't even remember. It was spicier, and I feel like it had more of like a bean situation on it.
Okay, in Michigan, I'm pretty sure they also have the pumpkin spice carne asada.
Probably.
Too. Yeah.
Pumpkin spice
Isn't
pizza.
That interesting though, like Mexican pizza, why?
So interesting. I'm down with that.
You don't gotta do that.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Radio.
Listen, if you come across somebody today at work, you always do, especially on a Monday, that's had a rough weekend, rough day.
Yeah.
And you're kind of one of those situations where you don't know what to say after they vent. And you just kind of blurt out, well, your life could be worse.
Oh, man.
Which is true.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
Then they'll be like, oh, yeah? For example, like what? And then you're put on the spot. Like, oh, my gosh, I got to think of something now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you a story right now that you can tell them.
Okay.
Hey, your life could be worse. At least you weren't this lady on Spirit Airlines?
Well, first off, Spirit Airlines.
Yeah, game over.
Is that enough?
That's it. That's the story.
No, seriously.
Did she make it out? No.
She got charged. Right. Like, yo, it's going to be an extra $50 if you want to walk out of the plane.
And if you want to breathe, an extra $300.
So check out this story. We'll send it over to ABC News to tell you the story, because I love it when hard news anchors that tell usually serious stories have to tell crazy stories. The way they deliver them is so funny to me. And you'll hear this guy's co-anchor at the end. She doesn't know how to react to the story. Listen to this, right?
Flight from Chicago to Baltimore getting off to quite a rough start this morning for one passenger after another traveler threw up in her hair.
Oh, no.
The woman was forced to clean her hair in a sink.
Oh, no.
They eventually took off after another delay when two more drunk passengers locked themselves in the bathroom.
Oh my gosh.
So two people were in the restroom at the same time?
On top of all that going on. Listen to her reaction at the end.
Boom.
Also, wow. I think of like the sink. Like, you know how you like push it down and then it like it only goes for like 2 seconds and then it goes back up? Can you imagine trying to wash, throw up out of your hair with that water pressure?
I hope it was on the sink like outside of the plane, because they had to take everybody out of the plane and do deep cleaning. But this kind of reminded me, because it's Chicago, of the time that Chelsea and I almost missed our flight.
Oh, shit. Mm.
Crystal B, whose fault do you think it was that day that we almost missed our flight?
I'm going to bet it's Chelsea's fault.
Come on, Crystal.
That is correct, Crystal
B. I was right. I just have this vibe.
We may have gotten a couple of drinks before the flight, and Chelsea maybe a couple more,
and that was
more.
Edgar's fault, because Edgar's always like, shots, tequila, everyone. And I'm like,
wow.
All right, fantastic.
But Chelsea didn't throw up on anybody on the plane.
No, thank God.
But she had my chicken nuggets.
She almost got in a fight on the plane with a dude.
Really?
So first of all, we almost missed the flight because she's like, no, I need my chicken nuggets now. The McDonald's line was out of control.
Yeah.
They were already boarding the flight, and I was like, yo, Chelsea, we gotta go. She's like, no, I'm not leaving unless I get chicken nuggets.
She was hangry.
Only did she get that, she got some ice cream of some sort.
Yeah, ice cream with caramel.
So
ice cream.
We go on the plane, and all of a sudden this guy says, what's up? And we're talking to him, and Chelsea's like, isn't this ice cream flavor the best?
I was like, you know, caramel, like, what do you think about it? And he's like, it would have been better if there was strawberry. And then I got upset. And I was like, I don't even remember what I said. What did I say, Edgar?
Chelsea's stubborn, and she would not keep walking. She wanted to convince this guy that caramel ice cream is the best thing on earth. And she, like, people are waiting for us to sit down to leave.
These are the things that upsets Chelsea. Ice cream flavors.
Well, you know. It's just like strawberry, though, really? Come on.
Sure. I love strawberry.
But now you know, if somebody comes at you having a rough day, say, hey, life could be worse. You could have been on Spirit Airlines getting thrown up on.
That is so gross.
Coming up next, Chelsea, what you working on?
All right. Drake shares an intimate glimpse into his 2-year-old son's birthday party.
Cute.
So, yeah, details on that coming up next in the Chelsea Report.
This is Bad Guy Billie Eilish. She's going to be at our sold-out We Can't Survive concert this Saturday at the Hollywood Bowl. We have sold-out tickets. That are up front for you.
So
stay tuned for your chance to win.
The Chelsea Report.
So Travis Scott took a pretty nasty fall on Saturday night at the Rolling Loud Festival in New York while on stage. Did you guys see the video at all?
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Man, it looked so painful. He basically like jumped up and landed wrong on his right knee and then tumbled to the ground.
Damn.
You like kind of was one of those moments where you're like, wait, is he okay?
Yeah.
Is he not? And then like crew members came up on stage, tried to help him out. But nonetheless, he like ended, he finished the show and he like hopped around a little bit and kind of stood in one place, but he the show went on.
I know Travis Scott's still in his 20s, but just want to say, Travis, welcome to dad life, bro.
Yeah.
That happened because he's now a dad.
Yeah.
It would have never happened if he weren't.
Oh my god.
Like had no sleep the night before.
It's all the above, man. That's stuff that happens to us dads,
yeah.
I mean, for real.
No word on his injury yet, but obviously we wish him the best, but we haven't heard. He said on stage he thought his knee was broken, but he hasn't made an announcement what actually happened.
Yeah, he just like grabbed some like duct tape from the back and like taped it up.
He's like, call it a day, I'm fine, guys.
For a second there, I was like, yo, is he Latino? Because that's how we repair everything. He just needs some Vicks Vapor Rub on it.
Yeah, don't go to the doctor or anything.
Yeah.
It's crazy though, because this generation of rappers, it's like they're at a rock concert.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember Snoop doing that.
Well, yeah. Snoop's a different case. Snoop is so chill.
But just being real. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember that generation of rappers like really doing what they do. Like Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah.
Will be up on stage and like just jumping. And even the audience is jumping like for a rock concert. It's like a different time for hip hop.
Yeah,
but like Travis even goes out like crowd surfing and like you don't know where those people are going to take you.
Totally.
But like he just goes with it.
Just carry him out the whole stadium.
Yeah, for real. They could. Like they're fans, you know? Like you don't know.
News report.
Travis is gone.
Concert had to end early. Why? The crowd took him somewhere else.
I don't know where he is.
We have no idea.
Sorry about that. Speaking of dadhood, Drake celebrated his son Adonis's second birthday over the weekend, which is cool. He posted about it, which I was surprised to see because he tends to be more private about him. But on Instagram, he posted a photo of birthday decorations, a large number of like gold balloons that appeared to be set up in Drake's home, including some that spelled out Adonis's name in like over a doorway. And Drake captioned the photo, "Happy birthday, King."
Still, he has been pretty private about baby Adonis until Pusha T came around, right?
Yeah, Pusha T put Adonis' name in a rap song.
He was real private. He wasn't telling anybody.
He had to address it.
I want to see him. What does he look like?
I feel like he's going to look exactly like Drake.
Yeah?
He's so cute. Little Drake face.
Is that a good thing?
Ladies? Yeah, I think so.
Drake can get it.
We were just looking, actually, confession. Crystal and I were just looking up pictures of Drake as a baby.
He's
so cute. Drake did say, I think in a recent interview, that the baby has really, really blue eyes. Like super blue. So Drake doesn't have blue eyes, but...
Yeah.
Baby mama does.
Yeah. You got to be careful, though, because a lot of kids turn out to be cute when they're babies, and then they grow up not.
Oof, that's rough.
Just young person. He will be cute.
Why do you think Diddy's going so young? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God, you're mad.
Anyways.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
And coming up at 9 a.m., we'll let you know how you can win. Sold out up front. We Can't Survive tickets to party with us this Saturday at the Hollywood Bowl along with Lizzo, Taylor Swift, Camila Cabello, and many, many more.
Can't wait.
All right, so arguably one of the best series ever made.
The best.
Besides the Chavo del Ocho, which is an amazing Spanish show, is Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest. Okay. Crazy good. This weekend, they launched El Camino. It's basically the continuation of the series on Netflix. I only got through like 40 minutes of it.
Yeah.
Because I have kids.
I know. I'm like, why, Edgar? He's like, I'm a dad.
Yeah.
That's why.
We watch things like 20 minutes at a time. But Chelsea, you got to see the whole thing without obviously giving away much. Was it as good as the series?
It was the one thing I had on my list to do this weekend, so it was definitely a priority. I think and I'm a huge Breaking Bad fan. I think it was awesome. It was so great. For a Breaking Bad fan, it gave you like all that you wanted from that, all that you love from the series. It definitely gave you the reoccurring characters, all of them that you wanted to reoccur in this movie were there. Skinny Pete, Badger, like I feel the one thing. So what I would do, my advice is that if you're going to watch it, definitely watch the last season, because I'm going to go back and watch the last season, because there were a lot of things, like, you think about it, you haven't seen the show for 5-6 years plus.
2013 is when the last show dropped.
I've never seen the show. So, ever. Like, everything Chelsea is saying is, like, a foreign language to me.
Yeah.
Like, skinny who?
Skinny who?
What? What are you talking about?
So, for me, like, there was a couple times where they'd, like, bring back a character, and there was obviously, like, a past, and I recognized him, but I couldn't place it, so I had to go back and, like, Google it. So, definitely go back and watch the last season before you watch this, I'm going to go back and watch it and then rewatch this movie. But
Chelsea was doing like a research paper.
I was.
I know.
Watching it.
But so somebody like me who has never seen it can't just pick up on that.
No, I wouldn't at all.
I don't think you'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
The one thing that was bothering me, the 40 minutes that I did watch, is because a lot of times it's supposed to pick up from whatever happened in 2013, right?
Yeah.
But now all the characters have aged a lot.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
So now, like, Jesse, one of the main characters, has a crazy receding hairline.
Yeah.
Well, not Jesse. Like,
bugging me out.
The one thing I have to say about Aaron Paul, who plays Jesse Pinkman, his acting was insane, because he also did a lot of flashback scenes. So he would be like Jesse Pinkman, like, when he first started out. So he had, like, more of an attitude. He's kind of this punk kid. Yeah. But then, you know, the character he's playing now, obviously, he's been through a lot. You know, he's struggling from, he was just held captive for however long. So he's going through that turmoil of, like, struggling with just being scared of like what happened to him, and it's haunting him. So his acting is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it's so on point.
Crystal B. So basically it's these two guys that are homies. This guy has a teacher and then a younger cat, and they were making like the best crystal meth ever. But they got into all kinds of issues and drama like, you know, drug lords get into.
Yeah.
So
Narcos life.
One of them survived, and that's Jesse, the one we're talking about. So it's now like, what does he do as the lone survivor here? You know?
And as a Breaking Bad fan, definitely gave me closure, but I will say it kind of bummed me out, because I was like, wait, I don't want it to be over. Like, it made me want there to be a new series.
Aww.
So I don't know, and I don't don't think that they're going to do that because they've, like, Vince Gill. He said he doesn't.
Their time is done.
And you don't want to ruin it. Like, they had the finale of Breaking Bad, like, was one of the best finales ever. It's on, like, a bunch of lists if you look it up online, like, to be the best finale to ever happen. So I don't think that he wants to continue it because he wants to leave it as good as it was.
Right.
So.
Better than Game of Thrones?
Don't even, Crystal.
Here's the thing, Crystal.
Come on.
I never watched Game of Thrones.
Oh, see? That's where we're different. I was Game of Thrones all day.
And I was watching Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Different worlds.
So different, yeah. But
so there you go. It's like if all of a sudden they came with a movie to give the next stage of Game of Thrones.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Right?
I'd be excited,
Exactly. 97.1 Amp Radio, commercial-free all day today. This is beautiful people. Ed Sheeran and Khalid. Good morning.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Radio.
French Montana, Post Malone, Cardi B, Writing on the Wall, Street of Fire. Love that song right now, man. Mm-hmm. You need that on this Monday as your commercial free on 97.1 Amp Radio. Mm-hmm. Coming up at 9 a.m. sharp, your chance to win sold out tickets up front to We Can't Survive.
Amazing.
All right, 9 a.m. all day today and all this week, your chance to win. Chelsea, what you going on with your report coming up next?
Yeah, so an Amp artist has actually been banned from China.
Snap.
This is real. I'll tell you why and who it is coming up next in the Chelsea Report. That's going to be at 8:50.
Thank you, Chelsea. Mm-hmm. A special shout out and a big thank you to all our firefighters, our first responders that have gone above and beyond this whole weekend fighting our SoCal fires and being there for our AMP listeners. Remember Gabe, Chelsea, you met him. He works from, he's from Tacos Way. He posted a video up on his gram, and he lives in Porter Ranch, and he was in his backyard, and literally the flames were taking over his backyard.
That is so scary.
When last second, man, a helicopter came by, dropped all kinds of water on it, and saved his house, man.
Oh, my God.
In the video, you just see him jumping up and down, like, thank you, like, just beyond stoked and grateful for that. So major, major props to all our amazing firefighters and first responders. Appreciate all that you do. This is Breathing Ariana Grande on 97.1 Amp Radio.
The Chelsea Report.
So you know Zed?
Yeah.
He's been permanently banned from China.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, actually. It's all because he liked a post from South Park's official Twitter page that celebrated an episode called Banned in China that apparently criticizes the Chinese government. And but Zed posted about it saying, I've just been banned from China. People didn't know if he was, like, kidding.
Right.
Well, reps confirmed it's true that he was told he's not allowed to enter the country because of him liking this tweet, which is
from
crazy.
From South Park, a cartoon. Yes.
Uh-huh. How would they even know that he liked it? Like, who's really paying that close attention?
I don't know.
It's creepy.
It's wild. But apparently, after this episode aired, the Chinese government removed all South Park episodes with any mention of the show. Yeah, from the internet. But Zed's music is still currently available in China as of right now, but Zed's just not allowed to enter.
But only like in the black market, like at Chinese swap meets.
wild story.
Damn, yo, China does not mess around.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's that.
Noted.
Noted. I think it's so it's pretty safe to say that the LA Kings and their fans are not big Swifties. Not a fan of Taylor Swift. They made an announcement over the weekend that they're actually covering up Taylor's banner at the Staples Center during games.
Right.
And it's the banner. It basically like says Taylor's most sold out performances, and it hangs in the rafters next to like Lakers banners. Well, fans apparently have been saying that it's given the team bad luck because since it's been put up in 2015, the Kings haven't won the Stanley Cup.
Wow. They're going to blame it on that and not on the players or the coaching?
And I thought this was interesting. A rep for the Kings released a statement saying, the connection to our fans is our highest priority, and through our engagement, they've made it clear the banner shouldn't be a part of their game experience.
Damn,
that's insane because she's a Kings fan. Like, she'll wear the jersey. She's gone to games, which
is
like,
I didn't
know that. Yeah, she's gone with like Demi Lovato. There's photos of them at Staples Center watching the Kings play.
That's what started. She jinxes them, though.
Is she going to be banned like Zed, but from Staples Center?
Maybe, because also on Saturday they won a game after they covered up her banner.
Oh my God.
And so the Kings mascot Bailey tweeted out, "We are undefeated when the Taylor Swift banner is covered up." So they're trolling her hardcore.
That's aggressive, but if it's working, I think maybe the Lakers need to do it too.
Oh!
She went there.
Yeah, come on.
You know what Taylor's going to do?
What?
When she performs at our We Can't Survive, before she performs, yo, any Kings fans, get out of the Hollywood
Bowl.
No.
That's going to be mostly everyone.
That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Thank you, Chelsea. Yes, Taylor Swift will be at her sold-out We Can't Survive this Saturday along with Camila Cabello, Billie Eilish, and many more. And we want you to be there. So we have sold-out tickets. And you'll be able to sit up front.
Yes.
How do you win them? You got to tune in at 9 a.m. sharp. And you'll be able to party with Billie Eilish.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Good morning, 97.1 Amp Radio. Morning. Commercial free all day today. Edgar, Chelsea, Crystal B hanging out with you. Mm-hmm. Maybe you haven't heard about this, but Kanye is dropping his Jesus King documentary October 25th.
I think we've all heard about it because it was supposed to drop like 17 times.
A long time ago.
That's the album, though.
Yeah, but
the documentary was kind of news to me. I didn't know there was a documentary attached to this. DJ Majestic got to see this film.
So cool.
On Friday. And I was so anxious to talk to you, bro.
I'm jealous.
And you're about to hear an inside scoop about this. I was like, yo, bro, tell me all about it. He's like, I'm not sure what I just saw.
Whoa.
It's trippy.
In a good way? In a bad way? What does it mean?
Yeah, I didn't know at the time.
Bro, what was it like?
Yeah, it was here in the IMAX headquarters here in LA. Mm-hmm. And we get there and there's about 20 people in a conference room ready to go see the movie. Get into the movie. It just starts off in a first person view. The audience is looking through a peephole. So it's kind of like a circular view. Mm-hmm. And it's zooming in to what looks like an underground church. And while all that's happening, it's just gospel and choir music going on. Original songs, stuff I've never heard before from Kanye and his choir. So while music is going on, there's different cuts of visuals of actual nature scenes. Mm. There was one point for about 2-3 minutes straight, they zoomed in on a flower with insects on the flower. And you're just watching these visuals as all this powerful gospel voices are going on as well. And you don't even see Kanye West until like 2/3 into the movie. I was like, is he going to even be in this? Because there was no dialogue at all.
Wait, there's no words besides the scene.
No words, no narration, just music, scenes, zooming in, zooming out, and shots of nature.
So it's like National Geographic kind of looking?
A little bit, but it really felt different because of the powerful music.
Did you feel like you had a spiritual experience while you were listening to the music and watching this film?
I wouldn't say spiritual, but that might have been because, you know, you're expecting one thing. I was expecting shots of Sunday service documentary where he performed it already and songs that I might know, but I knew nothing of these songs. I didn't feel any kind of spiritual thing, but it was more like a shock while I was watching it.
Did you feel like there was a certain message that Kanye was trying to get across, or what did you take away from it?
Some of that I did get, because all the songs were clearly about God, Jesus, and giving thanks. And in a way that I never really heard sung before.
Musically speaking, how would you rate the songs and the singing and the composing and how it was built? By the way, if you're just tuning in, DJ Majestic got to see Jesus King, the new documentary by Kanye West, is dropping October 25th.
I think they're super powerful and really, really good. You can't deny any of the vocals that were shown in that film and that are going to be on the album.
I'm interested. Like, do you have to be religious to get the music?
You don't have to be religious, but you have to go in there with an open mind.
Right.
Because that thing is like a piece of modern art. And you know, with modern arts, you could be there like, that's trash, or wow, that was an experience.
Yeah.
But that's what Kanye is, in the sense of always pushing the envelope when it comes to his art.
Which respect, you know?
I'm just interested, like, it's a bold move because he's bringing now, like, religion and spirituality into his music. And not all of his current followers are spiritual and believe the same beliefs as he does. So I wonder if he's going to lose some followers because of it.
Well, but I think that always happens as an artist if you take a risk. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have the diehards, but there's going to be people that don't understand what you're doing or don't maybe respect it.
It's a great point you bring up, Crystal B and Chelsea. At the same time, I feel like Kanye's in a place right now where he's not making this album for us to play it on radio.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's not making this album to try to sell records.
Of course.
He's about getting whatever messages helped him out as of late, help him find peace, joy, etc. And he's like, yo, I want y'all to have this message. This is what's helped me out.
Yeah, and that's exactly the point. I was speaking with some of the Def Jam, his record label people, after, and they were like, yo, he's been through so many life-changing experiences, hit so many rock bottoms, that he's in a place right now where he just wants to put out there what he feels his purpose is. And that's what he's doing with this music and this documentary.
Is Kim Kardashian in the movie?
Not Kim Kardashian, but I will say that the movie closes out with Kanye holding his baby.
Which
and
one?
Music. The most recent baby they had.
Psalm.
So that was a powerful close.
And to wrap this up, DJ Majestic, when it drops October 25th, we don't know if the album's going to drop simultaneously or not. Do you recommend that our AMP listeners go check this out? Yes or no, and why?
I would say if you're a fan of music, if you're a fan of pushing the envelope and a new experience, yes, but you can't go in there expecting to be like entertained and I want to hear my favorite Kanye songs, because that's not going to happen.
That's good advice.
I'm sold. I want to see it now.
right? It's almost like this moment in pop culture that you have to go check it out.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah. And Kanye always does that. It's zero F's given, and that's who Kanye is.
And that's kind of why we love him, right?
Absolutely. That's why we appreciate his art. Always pushing the envelope. Speaking about pop culture, his anniversary and moments a few days before October 25th, this Saturday, October 19th.
Yes.
We have our sold-out Weekend Survive.
Sure do.
And that is going to be a moment in pop culture history. We want you to be there. How you can win tickets, check this out.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.